There is a lot at stake for the Michigan Education Association. That's because teachers and school workers who are MEA members have until this Sunday to decide whether to remain in their union. Dave Eggert covers Lansing for the Associated Press. Dave, this is really the first big litmus test for right to work in Michigan, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The MEA is basically Michigan's largest public sector union. You know, and the right to work law has been in effect since March 2013. But this is seen as a good litmus test because it's a big union and it actually has like a 1 month window every year where members can decide whether they want to drop out or not.
And I know that efforts are certainly underway to convince teachers and staffers to go on one side of this issue or the other. I happen to notice in last Sunday's Free Press, a big full-page ad from Americans for Prosperity. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Americans for Prosperity, which is a conservative group financially backed by the Koch brothers and other conservatives, they were big proponents of the right to work law and helped pass it. And they essentially want to make sure that teachers know their options. There's been a lot of back and forth on both sides as to whether or not the union is adequately telling their members about this August window or not.
And is the MEA doing anything very obvious to try to convince members to stay?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they've got some advantages in that ever since the law passed, you know, they can kind of work inside schools and they have 1,100 local bargaining units around the state. You know, you've got teachers that are in charge of those unions, and they kind of have the advantage of personal relationships with teachers and being able to explain to them, hey, you know, this is what we do for you. This is what the union can provide. They've also set up a website for members and I think are mailing them as well, kind of saying, look, the groups that are trying to persuade you to get out of the union don't necessarily have your best interest at stake.
So with about 112,000 active members, is there anyone hazarding a guess as to how many members might opt out?
No one really knows. I mean, in the first opt-out window last August, there were about 1,500 members that dropped out. They've got about 150,000 members when you include retirees, so that's like 1% of their membership. But, you know, that opt-out window was not widely known at the time. But I think now with the law being in effect and each year, people will probably be more familiar with it.
When do we find out how many will have opted out? Have they said when they'll announce it?
Well, I think they'll know in September. I think the question is whether the Michigan Education Association wants to make that public or not. They don't necessarily have to do that. It's a private membership association. But there are ways ultimately it can come out through some of these lawsuits that are ongoing. They found out the Mackinac Center in Midland, which is one group that's pretty involved with promoting the right to work law. They have data that show that 8,000 teachers were not paying dues last year, even when they had not dropped out, because there's actually a related law that Republicans passed in Lansing that says you can no longer deduct dues from paychecks. So the union's been dealing with that as well. So I don't know. I think that's going to be the big question is how many people drop out this August and every August from now on.
Dave Eggert covers Lansing for the Associated Press. Always good to talk with you, Dave. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.